well, the city of Pier. And from Rollins Library right now, we have Abby. And Abby, what do we have going on at the library?
Good morning. So it's a long weekend.
Yes.
So if you're out and about tomorrow morning, we've got our children's librarian that's going to be in the morning. Okay. So if you have a child that's a struggling reader or you don't know what your child should be reading, it's a good time to pop on by and Joanne can help you find just the right book for your child. We also have our educational computers, the AWE computers, and they are loaded with a lot of software to help your child with math and reading, and they do not have internet. So it is quality programming that's on those computers. So if your child is struggling with anything in school and you want to get them some extra help, you could come in and use one of those computers at the library as well.
Right. There really is no reason. I mean, if you have plenty of resources at your local library, don't you?
We do. And we have great staff that are more than happy to help you. So, and lots of variety, new books that are coming in all the time.
Yeah.
So with it being a long weekend, I just want to remind you that we are closed on Monday for Native American Day, but we are there regular hours tomorrow and Sunday.
Yeah, and of course the library, not only is it just books, I mean, there's so many other things that you guys offer. Not even, I mean, just, yes, the typical, you know, book.
Right.
But there's so many other reading options that you have too.
Yes, we do. You can read online, you can read a physical book, you can download a book, you can come in and check out an audiobook. We also have databases that offer just about anything, 70 databases. If you're interested in ancestry or your heritage or arts and crafts, we try to have something for everyone.
How does somebody get a library card?
So you just need a piece of canceled mail and a photo ID, and you can stop in and get a library card at any time.
It's simple, and it's free.
It is. And then this next week, after we reopen on Wednesday, October 11th, we're going to have an author talk. And Brenda Donnellan is coming at 1 p.m. on Wednesday. She is the Stanley County native that wrote the mystery series based upon the murder of the professor at Northern.
Oh, okay.
And she has a new book out. So she's coming back Wednesday at 1 o'clock.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds great. Anything else that we need to cover?
No. You can always visit us online 24 hours a day at rollinslibrary.org or stop in. We're more than happy to see you.
Always something going on at Rollins Library.
Always. Thank you for having us.
Thanks, Abby, for coming in this morning once again on People in the Neighborhood. And it's brought to you in part by Lee Real Estate. Well, Shane Cramey from the horse races is back. Let's talk about horse races on a rather blustery day today.
Well, there's a little breeze out this morning. It's nice and cool. The horses are feeling fresh. That wind's going to go down, looks like, for tomorrow morning.
It's going to be a beautiful weekend.
It is going to be a beautiful weekend. 65 to 70 degrees for Saturday and Sunday. Minimal wind, and we're going to open those gates about 11 o'clock and welcome the fans in. Open concessions about 11:30. We'll saddle horses at 12:30, and we'll kick the starting gate open about 1 o'clock.
I've always heard good things about the concession stand. Isn't that weird?
Well, sure it is. It's fairgrounds food. You get your barbecues, you get your Polish dogs, your hot ham and cheese, your hot chocolate, your coffee. And say we get you warmed up in the morning with all that warm food, and as the day progresses and you get all this excitement with the horse racing action, and we'll offer you a cool beverage and then later on in the afternoon to get you cool back down.
And that's right. And if folks want to try their hand at putting some money down on a horse,
we have pari-mutuel wagering. You don't have to do it, but you can step up and pay your $2 or whatever you want to wager and make your picks. You look at the horses, look at their colors, look at the jockeys, look at the trainers, take your input from other people, visit with them, and make a wise investment. And if you lose that wise investment, you can take that losing pari-mutuel ticket, write your name on the back of it, put it in the tumbler, and you have a good chance of winning a gift card because we have over $4,000 in gift cards we're going to give away.
This sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun.
It's going to be a lot of fun. And we're going to have kids' stick horse races, too. Those kids come out on the racetrack, and we watch them compete. They get to get out there in the dirt and race each other, and we give them $5 coupons for that concession stand. So,
well, great.
Then come in, get them some chips, a pop, sandwich, whatever they want, and have a good time.
Ever think about blindfolding them, spinning them around, and then setting them loose?
Oh, I might have to check our insurance about that. Like I said, I did have to chase a couple down last year. They were going to run completely around the racetrack. They thought it was a half-mile race.
Oh, wow.
Not just a foot race, yeah. So it's a good thing I got a good jump on them so I could catch them.
All right. So we've got a lot of fun stuff that's going on over at the races once again. And tell us the time and stuff like that and admission and stuff.
It'll be post time at 1 o'clock. We're going to saddle horses at 12:30. This is Central Time. So $5 admission at the door, 16 and under free. We have moderately priced concessions. So come on over and enjoy yourself in Fort Pierre Horse Racing. This is our 75th anniversary.
Wow. Any other places in the state that are
doing this? The last remaining place, unfortunately, in South Dakota. And this is a showcase event for South Dakota horse racing. And then just down to 2 days. But we're going to have 13 races, and there's over 90 horses to compete for over $100,000 in prizes and incentives.
So people have no excuse not to go.
If you want to see horse racing, if you want to see horse racing continue in our state, show on up, pay your $5, and help support us.
All right. How far are we getting people to come from this?
They'll just depends on, we're getting horses from four or five states away, but there'll be people, you know, look in the parking lot, and then they come from everywhere.
Yeah. I am my father's son. I always check out the license plates in the parking lot.
It's interesting, and that's great to see. You get to see people that come from four or five, six states away and come from the south and hear about our event and come partake in it.
That's great. Okay, and it's coming up this weekend.
Coming up this weekend, October 7th and 8th, post time, 1 o'clock Central, both days.
And you worked out the deal where you killed off all the mosquitoes.
That's going to happen tomorrow morning. Yeah. And then the sun's going to come out, wind's going to go down, and we're going to have a good time.
You ordered this up special.
I wish I could take credit for it,
all right.
But I'll sure enjoy it.
Okay, all right. Thanks a lot, Shane, for coming
in
this morning. And people in the neighborhood, once again, brought to you in part by May Adam. We're going to talk the farmer's market coming up. Okay, we're going to talk farmer's market right now. And Lindy and Elkin, so we talked. Tomorrow's going to be kind of chilly, but
yeah.
By the time the afternoon comes around, it's going to be a really nice day.
Yeah, and you know, the farmer's market vendors, they're used to setting up in the heat, in the cold, in the rain, in the wind. And tomorrow will not be that bad. It'll be a little chilly, but the wind is low. And then, you know, people can come to the farmer's market and then go to the horse races,
right,
as we just heard. Farmer's market, again, in October. It's one of those things where the summer things are kind of moving out, but fall has moved in. It's a small but mighty market tomorrow. We've got Jesse Malungi with her cosmetics that she makes, so deodorants, lotions, lip balms. We've got some homemade books with Destin Baum Books. And then we've got so many produce items with Hanisch Farms. Beets, cabbage, carrots, cauliflower. You've got peppers, pumpkins, potatoes. I picked up some decorative pumpkins last week for my front doorstep, which was great. Grabbed a bunch of onions from them, which those are great if you're thinking, because I love to have garden onions, so I grab a bunch and then store them, you know, in a cooler spot, whether it's downstairs or somewhere, and have them as long as I can into the winter.
Right.
So great time to stop down if you're craving. Do you ever do spaghetti squash, like, whether you
that,
just
that is more my wife and my daughter. we just talk spaghetti squash. I admire the spaghetti squash. I just can't do it.
You know, I struggle with it sometimes too. I don't know if you've tried this though. I've made both a Mexican version as well as like a baked spaghetti version, and that I think for me I can handle. It's so. I mean, Mexican food is always great.
Yeah.
Mozzarella cheese and sauce, always great. And then you just have a little spaghetti squash sort of hidden in there.
See, I don't mind squash. I mean, if you give me like a vegetable medley with squash, and I'll eat it just fine.
Yeah.
You know, zucchini is everyone's friend.
Yeah.
And
it has to be. It forces itself
it
on
does.
You.
It does. Yes, you don't have any choice.
No.
It's going to be, there's an abundance.
Yeah.
But yeah, we tried it with a diet once, and my wife says, oh, we're going to try spaghetti squash. And she put some spaghetti sauce over the top of it.
Yeah.
No.
It's no spaghetti.
It is.
But
when you're comparing it to.
That's exactly
it's
right.
It's like cauliflower.
Yeah.
When you compare it,
it's
when
not
you try
rice.
To mash it up and you try to compare it to mashed potato, it's not.
It's not. But if you know it's cauliflower and you're roasting it in the oven, it's delicious.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So along those lines, if you are curious about any vegetables as well, when you're down at the farmer's market, you can always ask the vendors, hey, what would you make with this spaghetti squash, or with this weird looking pepper, or things like that. And a lot of times the people that shop at the market love to try new things. So it's a great experience for that as well.
Well, I would imagine they're a pretty good information source too, if you see something there and say, how do you get that to grow? Because I've never been able to get that to grow. And they can help you out.
Absolutely, they can. Absolutely. It's a great time to stop down. So we've got the Farmers Market Saturday morning, 9 to noon, block east of downtown Pier. And if you want to see the full list of things, you can go to the Facebook page, the Instagram page, or capcitymarket.com.
Okay. All right. Really simple. Farmers Market going on this weekend. How many more weekends of the Farmers Market do we have?
We'll go, let's see, there's two more. So the last regular season is the 21st of October, and then there is one the Saturday before Thanksgiving. So that's also a great mention. If you want, Hannish brings in turkeys and ham and goose and things like that, and they're taking those orders over the next couple of weekends.
Great, so, something to
yeah.
know.
Yeah, it's great.
Okay, awesome. Okay, well, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much.
We'll
have
talk
a great
to you
weekend.
Next week. Yeah. So Lindy, once again, with the Farmers Market, and everybody... that was People in the Neighborhood, and was brought to you by the folks at May Adam and by Lee Real Estate. And I want to thank everybody for coming in. If you'd like to get your group or organization in on People in the Neighborhood, all you have to do is call the radio station at 224-8686 and let us know what your group or organization wants to do, and we will be happy to get you on the air, okay? 7:43 on this Friday morning.